O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Your words have I hidden within my heart, that I should not sin against you. Saviour eternal, life of the world unfailing, light everlasting, and our true redemption, taking our humanity in your loving freedom, you rescued our lost earth and filled the world with joy. By your first advent, justify us. By your second, set us free. That when the great light dawns and you come as judge of all, we may be robed in immortality and ready, Lord, to follow in your footsteps blessed, wherever they may lead. Psalm 54. Behold, God is my helper. Save me, O God, by your name, and vindicate me by your power. Hear my prayer, O God. Give heed to the words of my mouth. For strangers have risen up against me, and the ruthless seek after my life. They have not set God before them. Behold, God is my helper. It is the Lord who upholds my life. May evil rebound on those who lie in wait for me. Destroy them in your faithfulness. An offering of a free heart will I give you. And praise your name, O Lord, for it is gracious. For he has delivered me out of all my trouble, and my eye has seen the downfall of my enemies. Behold, God is my helper. Let us pray. O living God, reach through the violence of the proud and the despair of the weak to create in Jesus Christ a people free to praise your holy name, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be dressed for action and have your lamps lit. Be like those who are waiting for their master to return from the wedding banquet, so that they may open the door for him as soon as he comes and knocks. Blessed are those slaves whom the master finds alert when he comes. Truly I tell you, he will fasten his belt and have them sit down to eat, and he will come and serve them."
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Watchful at all times, let us pray for strength to stand with confidence before our Maker and Redeemer. Father of life, make known your glory, that God may bring in his kingdom with justice and mercy. Let us pray to the Lord. Father of life, make known your glory, that God may establish among the nations his scepter of righteousness. Let us pray to the Lord. Father of life, make known your glory, that we may seek Christ in the scriptures and recognize him in the breaking of the bread. Let us pray to the Lord. Father of life, make known your glory, that God may bind up the brokenhearted, restore the sick, and raise up all who have fallen. Let us pray to the Lord. Father of life, make known your glory, that the light of God's coming may dawn on all who live in darkness and the shadow of death. Let us pray to the Lord. Father of life, make known your glory, that with all the saints in light, we may shine forth as lights for the world. Let us pray to the Lord. Father of life, make known your glory. Let us commend the world which Christ will judge to the mercy and protection of God. Keep us, O Lord, while we tarry on this earth, in a serious seeking after you, and in an affectionate walking with you every day of our lives, that when you come, we may be found not hiding our talent, nor serving the flesh, nor yet asleep with our lamp unfurnished, but waiting and longing for our Lord, our glorious God forever. Amen. Awaiting his coming in glory, as our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. May the Lord make us ready for his coming in glory. Amen.